He said, people that are lagging behind are catching up and winning. He says he's seen it consistently. People that are struggling behind are all of a sudden having this burst of energy. They catch up with the people that are leading and they cut the tape before the others. I say, yikes. God is doing something. And it dawned on me that I'd seen that exact thing happen in the triathlon or whatever it is. There's a Canadian guy, something Martins or whatever it is. He was way in the back, and they're doing hurdles, and boom, catches up, wins. Shoots from number four to number one. I don't know where he is now. He might still be leading at this point. But God is saying to us, we're going to catch up, and we're going to overtake. And we are going to manifest the glory of God in ways that are not explainable. Hallelujah. And it's going to be the doing of the Lord. As dark as the world is getting, so shall the light be brighter. Amen? Let's position ourselves. Let's not harden our hearts and say, well, you know, I don't know how that's going to happen. It says in John 1:5, the light is going to shine and darkness cannot comprehend it. The darkness cannot comprehend it. We are not going to be struggling. No matter what the world is doing, they may be attacking, they may be saying all kinds of things and whatever. God has his own agenda because God says in his word, one with God is a majority. Have you read in the Bible about the two prophets that resisted the world? They could affect the weather and everything. They terrorized the world. Then they got killed and they were put in the center of the square. And everybody was watching them dead, and they were celebrating them, their death. Then they got up. You can't kill that which is not killable. Have eternal life. You won't kill the eternal life? No, it's not happening. Well, that's the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, prophets, the old and the new coming together, the one new man moving by the power and the Spirit of God, doing great exploits. And when the enemy thinks he's got you made, just like they thought they got Jesus made, he's crucified, he's dead, he's buried, and we're going to seal it, seal that tomb with this stone and put a stamp on it. Nobody's going to get him out of here. Guess what? Jesus showed up on the outside. And it was angels that had to roll the stone away. He didn't need nobody. Excuse me? You're going to stop this? It's not possible. And God is saying to us, don't harden your heart. Don't say and think, you cannot be what I say you are. I called you. I know what I called. I said, this is what I'm going to do. That's exactly what's going to get done. And let me wrap with this. In Revelation, he calls. And the Bible tells us, in Revelation 4 and verse 1. I said I was going to stop with this, but I'm going to do one more verse to wrap it. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Come up. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I'm going to show you things. Come up higher, come up here. I'm going to show you what's going to happen. From where? From the heavenlies. They are the things that have not happened here in the earth yet, but you've got to come up here and see what I see. And God is going to lift us up by His Spirit to higher dimensions by His Spirit so that we can see clearly. And when you see clearly what the Lord is doing and what the Lord has on His mind, you and I will have no reason to be afraid. Amen? And finally, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Hear the word of the Lord. He says, but ye are a chosen generation. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Why? That ye should show forth the praises of Him who had called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. What is the point? It is from the place of the marvelous light that we show forth the glory of God. Let me read it again. But ye are a chosen generation. First thing, I'm in the generation that is chosen. I'm a royal priesthood, for He's caused us to be called a kingdom of kings and priests. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a priesthood to the royal one, to the King of Kings. I minister to Him. Huh? I thought I'm supposed to minister to people. And God says, minister to me. What can I minister to God? God says, I give you the quality and the grace to minister to me. Huh. Okay. An holy nation, a set apart nation. I'm making you a nation, a set apart holy nation. And not only that, I'm making you a peculiar, unique people. I'm going to make you unique. In other words, you're different. Stop trying to be like the world. Be peculiar. Be unique. Separate. Why? That you should show forth the praises of Him. I'm making you all of those things. I'm making you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you should show forth the praises of Him who had called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You are in My marvelous light to show forth My glory as that generation that is chosen, that royal priesthood, that holy nation, that peculiar people. Your assignment is show forth My glory. Amen. Rise with me. Amen. Heavenly Father, we receive Your word, we believe Your word. Like the Father said, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Lord, help us to believe that we, ordinary, us can be used to do extraordinary things, to show forth your glory. Father, we recognize that we are standing in the place of your marvelous light and have been made that marvelous light. Help us to showcase your glory in the earth. Help us to manifest who you are. Lord, Savior, Redeemer, all that you are, the fullness of who you are in the earth. We do so in the humility and grace that you give to us as we cry out to you and say, Abba, Father, let it be unto us according to thy word. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, as we wrap up this evening, let us honor God with our giving, our tithes, our offerings, vows, first fruits, whatever it is that God has placed in our hands. The tithe is that which causes the blessings to come into our house, the house of the Lord. And the first fruit is that which releases blessings into my personal life. And as we honor God in those dimensions, may the goodness of God be revealed in us and through us. We look forward to seeing you this next Friday. And I didn't get to say it this morning, but I want to say thank you to everyone that served, ministered, helped, did whatever it is that you did, to make the block party such a great success. I was truly blessed to hear how well things went, and we did our part in obedience to the Lord, and may the Lord God Almighty bless us all as we continue in faith, doing that which is right in his sight. God bless you all. Enjoy the goodness of God and be at peace. Have a good night. Amen. I guess I cannot see those on Zoom. Is that right? Can I see them? Oh, wow, quite a few people tonight. Well, praise the Lord. All right. I see Sister Carol, bless you. Can I see them over on that screen too? No? Okay. I see Brother Bill, bless you. Good to see you. Brother John, bless you. Sister Jeanette, I don't see your face, but I see your name. Bless you. Sister